Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Enlighten Up Podcast. Today I have a brand new guest to share with you, and he was so gracious enough to have me on his podcast recently, which we'll get into later in the show. But Dr. Vic is a multifaceted professional serving as a quantum mindset coach, certified pediatric chiropractor, published author three times over, and a host of the podcast I just spoke about. His expertise lies in guiding business owners toward defining their personal version of success. He achieves this by crafting tailored systems that harmonize the mind, energy levels, and the operational structures necessary for the journey. Vic, it's so good to finally have you on this side of the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we kind of slipped into a parallel reality for a moment.
I really had to double check things for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's like, is she taking crazy pills or am I taking crazy pills?
But we're here and we made it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. So wonderful to have you here. I can't wait to get into some of the discussions here because I love that you're helping business owners, especially in the spiritual field, because I think there's a lot of blocks that a lot of spiritual people have when they're trying to take their gifts and turn them into business. And I think you're going to be a great person to kind of dive deeper into all of that and how you help people overcome the blocks. But, marrying business and spirituality, how has that been for you?
You know, it was a struggle in the beginning. And then there came a point where I read this book called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And I always recommend that to my clients because it opened up my eyes to a whole thing. So long story short, I come from a background of being raised Italian Roman Catholic. It was always like, you shouldn't strive for this. There was all these different things. But long story short, when I read that book, it was fascinating for me that it said, God wants you to be rich. And I was like, that's the first to hear that in that term in that way. Never heard that before. And then I started to go into the book I loved how it, you know, it was all about, you know, whatever, you know, God, if God is getting the experience of understanding itself through you and your experience of life, as you get to learn about yourself as a soul and all these things, why would I not want to have the most greatest experience possible and have the most abundance possible to experience all that it possibly can while you fulfill that? And I was just like, that's a good mind check there to switch and look at it in a different realm. And that's where, from the struggles of thinking, you know, I had all the, you know, whatever it may be, it was a struggle in the beginning, but to then shift gears and start to look at it in a different light, all of a sudden I was like, no, there's a reason behind this. There's God want, you know, all these different things. And I don't use the word God as much. You can use, call it universe. You can call it all that is, whatever you like, but it wants you to have the greatest opportunity possible. And that was like my starting point to make that shift, because beforehand, you know, even in chiropractic, we have a very poor scarcity type mindset. The only ones that are worse than us in the healing or service industry or health industry is massage therapists.
And yeah, so that's me.
I remember it's one of those things where, you know, they have that poor poverty type mindset. And so, you know, but then
why is that?
I think it comes down to self. It has to be a lack of some sort of self-worth, but why is it that there's, because every profession has an energy to it. And then I think it attracts those certain individuals, because even like chiropractors, you know, we're, it's one of the professions that, you know, we're the most misunderstood profession, but at the same token, It's like, well, I'm doing, this is my passion, this is what I love to do, but I need to help people, I need to serve people. And I think that that dialogue of not being paid your worth in the essence of what you do. I know for myself, it was like that beginning, you know, even coming out as a chiropractor, I was, when I share what the investment would be for an individual to work with me, I would always be like, oh, that's, you know, hopefully this works out. You know, this is, look at, you know, the price and all this. And it's not, I looked at it in the wrong way. Now, no, this is what it is to work with me. And we're going to be, this is, you have to invest. And if you're willing to, then we can go ahead and I can help you in every way that I can present to. And it's just that flip. But yeah, it's an interesting concept of what they attract into it, I think, in some way, shape or form. But I think it all comes back down to, at least in my own personal journey and working with others, especially chiropractors, coaching them, has been, it's a low self-worth. And it's just, they don't see the value in themselves of what they present.
Yeah. It's, you know, part of that being of service mentality and the millennia of programming that has come through both religion and spirituality is really programmed a lot of us to believe that if we've been given this gift of healing, that we're meant to just give it away for free, because you don't charge for God's gifts. But God's gifts are everywhere, you know, like everyone has a gift from God. And that's why God gave it to you, is to utilize it to support yourself. And I think that I can think back and see, I worked myself to the bone. I know you did too. We're going to get into your burnout story, but I mean, I worked with a chiropractor in the first couple years as a massage therapist. And even after that, I would work anywhere from 6 to 8 on average massages a day, sometimes upwards of 10.
Oof. It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, doing that, and just so anyone out there who may not know, but I know you massage therapists out there will know, the recommended amount of massages you are meant to do on a weekly basis is like 20 to 25 hours a week, like that, like to maintain your body and all of that. But I mean, at the pricing that you charge, and people, unless you're working for yourself, there's no way you can like sustain a life on that. Right. And so you work yourself to the bone, and it's true. There's something in there that really kind of impoverishes. But, you know, speaking of that idea of burnout and needing to really kind of just, okay, I need to work harder. I need to work more to get where I am. And then you get where you are, and lo and behold, everything that you thought that was going to be waiting for you, like all the feelings of satisfaction and, you know, accomplishment and yeah, I made it. And it's like, shit, something's still missing.
It's so true. I mean, you know, you hear that story often, right? You hear people talk about it. And so I was like, it ain't going to happen to me. No way. I'm not letting it happen. And, you know, but I was, you know, as you follow business people, self-help, personal development, it's always like, what's the next thing? What's the next level? What's the next this? So it's like, I got to keep growing. I got to keep expanding. I have a vision and a purpose of what I'm doing, and I want to do this level. And then you get to that point. And I'll tell you, it took me about 5 years to hit my financial peak. And it was one of those things, after that point, I thought, man, all this money I'd be making, the success, the community impact I had, all this stuff. I was like, I should be cloud 9. Everything should be blissful. And it was the polar opposite. I was literally looking at one point leaving the profession, because I told my wife, I'm like, she worked in the office with me. And I told her, I was like, I don't know if I want to continue. If this is how business is supposed to be in the chiropractic profession, I'm not interested in that. Like, I just don't see it. It's just, it's, if this is what I have to do, and it's constant all the time, grind and hustle and all these other things, I don't want to do that. And then, and right before I was going to do that, I said, let me go and meditate. Let me do some self-seeking. Let me dive deep in a little bit, and let me really go back to what I know. So back before, when I was in chiropractic school, I studied energy medicine, energy healing. I learned about, you know, not in the school, outside of it though, but I learned about 12 different healing modalities. I learned a lot of different things. I thought I was just going to go learn. I really went into energy healing because I want to understand chiropractic better. Because we talked about, so D.D. Palmer is the one that created chiropractic in 1895. And he talked about this thing called tone. You can call it vibration, energy, whatever. He doesn't use it in switching those words. That's how I understand it. But when he kept talking about this tone, and he used to be a magnetic healer, similar to Reiki, I was like, I want to learn that because that seems like it's something really powerful. But what I was learning in school wasn't that. So I went into energy healing to go learn chiropractic. And I did. I learned the essence and the foundation of it all. But what I did was, is I stopped listening to all the gurus. You know, I was listening to all these business people. I listened to podcasts and videos and education stuff and workshops. I never listened to music. I read 80 to 120 books a year because I was told 60 books a year is what the top CEOs do. And this is what they, you know, how they become successful. So I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to go 80 to 120 if I can. I ended up being around there. And so I stopped doing all that. And I just started to tap within and I started to look at what really mattered to me. And why did I get back into the, why did I become a chiropractor, and what was the biggest thing? And everything happens for a purpose too. And it's one of the things that in that exact moment, I read a study that talked, or was a data, I actually read up some data that kids had 53% chronic illnesses. And this was back in 2016, 17, I was reading this. And I was like, no, that can't, that not on my watch. I'm not letting that happen. And so I started to really look at what was my purpose, what really mattered to me. And I said, I'm going to live my life in a different way. I'm going to live to, I understand energy. I understand quantum. I understand neuroscience. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to apply those principles of what I understand and just put it to work. I want it. And I started declaring what it is that I really wanted to have, what mattered to me, because what ended up happening is I took other people's values of what they thought were value and I made it my own. So you look at someone who's successful and you're just like, okay, that's what they look at the life they live. Oh, that's what's important. I want to have that then. And that may not be what you really like. I've learned over the last, you know, especially having a daughter now, my whole values have changed. But I learned that I was like, that wasn't, burnout happens. I always tell people burnout happens because you're doing things that are not truly designed for you.
Oh God. Okay, guys, just so you know, my internet dropped, cutting the entire conversation off, and I have a hard line in. I don't know what's going on. We're thinking like, I don't know, post-eclipse energies, Mercury retrograde. We're going to blame it all on the celestial bodies in the sky.
I love it. Yeah.
And we'll blame it on CERN and whatever conspiracy else we can come up with. You know, like, I don't know what's going on. This is ridiculous. I don't know how I lost that connection. But anyways, we were talking about you getting into pediatrics.
Yes.
And after your burnout.
After burnout. And what I did is, I, you know, life is a game, right? And so for me, I found that I love efficiency and I love improving systems and I love to just how great can we do something. So I looked at my wife and I said, we're going to shorten our hours. I'm going to get rid of my weekends. I'm going to go to 3.5 days. And she's like, okay, she loved it. No weekends. It was great. And what we were doing is we were actually going against advice that we were told from many different people, people who are pediatric. I mean, they see huge practices, double my size and all that. And they're like, no, you got to have weekends for families. And I was like, that's a conditioning. I'm going to change it up and do it my way. And it's just, I want to be more balanced in my life and I, or have more, you know, free time for doing other things. So I was like, this is what we're going to do. So we went from 26 hours to 18. And then within a year, I said, well, how more? I looked at my stuff and I'm like, we can get even more efficient. So I said, how about we do 14 and a half hours? Just happened to be the way my schedule is lining up. Originally, it was supposed to be 13 and a half hours, but I had some patients that they could not shift. So I said, you know what? You guys have been with me for a long time. As long as you come at that time, that's what I'll put an extra hour there. So I worked for 14 and a half hours a week, and I was actually making more per hour than what I was making at 26 hours a week at my financial peak. But the thing was, and it wasn't about the money. It was just I was shifting gears in the pediatrics because I wanted to make a change. And this is where I started to take all the stuff I knew about neuroscience, subconscious mind programming, the things I understood about in our first 5 to 7 years, how much that plays a role in our whole entire life. But more importantly, what happens to neural development by the age of 2, there's a part of your brain that is the architectural part kind of finalizes. So it kind of determines if we're going to be a left brain weak individual or right brain weak. And there's all these things that how important in the first year, what we have to tap into for brain development for the individual to give them the roots to thrive. And I was just like, man, that feels like I'm making a bigger impact in the world than what I was doing before. And so there was other things that were aligning to my values, but I started to do it in the way I wanted to do it and what mattered to me. And how to live my life. So not only from a business side, being very efficient and really to really create a business to be like, this is how I want to show up. Because when I'm there, I am 100% game on. And a lot of people were saying, I don't think that's going to work. That's way too low of hours. You can't have a successful practice that way. Well, I'll tell you, when we made that shift to 14 and a half hours, yeah, we took a little hit, just like when we went to 18. But in 6 months, we broke records. And it was just, it was amazing how my wife was a lot happier in the office and enjoying the process. I loved it being there, because another thing I learned about myself was I love intensity. So I love when I have to go to an office and I look at the schedule and I'm like, I don't know how that's going to work out, but let's have fun. And it's all going to work. You know, we were very efficient. I mean, in every single facet, but it was one of the things where I was living to what was important to me. And, you know, not comparing myself to other chiropractors, you know, that made more, did this or did that. And I'm very transparent about it. I look all the time, and I have to catch myself till this day where I'm just like, oh, you know, they're doing, look at what they're doing, man. Look at the level where they're at. And it's just like, hold up.
Maybe you don't want that. You don't know what comes with that, you know, and you look at different levels of success, and, you know, some people may have cracked the code in their own way of what's valuable to them and all of that, but what's valuable to you and what's so important. Like for me, I had to really define what my values were and how I wanted to structure my life and how my business fit into that. And recognizing that my value of time was way higher than value of money. And so I had to figure out how to structure everything so that I could still help as many people as I could, but didn't take away from my time to do all the other things in my life that bring me joy and are crucial to not just my creative process, but my ability to even give more to my clients when I'm with them. Right. And so I totally agree with you. I mean, restructuring is so important. I went through just a recent restructuring, and I'm still in the process, but I'm starting to transition more over to group coaching versus individual, because what I've noticed from the group coaching, which I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, is I used to think that, oh no, if I'm coaching a group of people, then they're not obviously getting the amount of dedicated time as an individual would, so it can't be that impactful. But actually the contrary was true. There actually seemed to be more impact in a group setting because everyone got to hear what everyone else was going through. And it started to foster this energy that was feeding the entire group and helping everyone heal through resonating with other people's stories and getting like, oh, that was what I needed to hear. Or that's been going through. Now I understand this about my life. And it's like, I would have never been able to do that as an individual. Like, you know, like there's certain things that a group can bring together that an individual session can't. And that is something that will allow me to, you know, increase my ability to make more money so I can support a family down the road and do all the things that I love, but also create new services and products that actually take my clients' healing to a way better level than where I could just do it as if I'm doing it, you know, in the past. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's group coaching. You're going to have that synergy, and it's a community, and the community helps one another. And then you become more of that guided person, just guiding that process. I started out in group coaching and I went to one-on-one. Eventually I will get back into group coaching in some format in the near future, but you know, cause I love the group coaching side. It was great to see that. Like you're talking about, somebody will share their story and they're just like, oh my God, that part of, I didn't know I was going through that. And it creates this nice tight bond. And then I'm just sitting there being a guide. And it was an awesome process. The only thing for me, and again, it's my individuality. It's how it was one of the things I started taking on a couple one-on-one clients. And then there was this deeper level I was able to take that person. Now, I'm not saying the other ones didn't have that either. They probably did, but it just felt to me like, man, when I'm one-on-one with this person, my intuition kicks in. I can really tap in and I'm helping make some really pivotal stuff. And I was like, you know, maybe I like one-on-one more for now. My coach at the time is like, he's a group coach. He's like, no, group coaching. He did one-on-one too. And I was his one-on-one of his one-on-one clients. He's like, due to group coaching, trust me. I was like, listen, I've done the group coaching. I love it. I need to tap into the one-on-one a little bit. Let me feel this out. And what I've realized, even in my coaching realm, and this is why I know I'll go back in the group, is because I only want to have a certain amount of one-on-one clients anyhow. Yes. Like I don't only want my coaching practice to be, I keep it at a certain level for a reason. Yeah. I'm not looking to have 10,000 one-on-one. I can't serve that, but you get what I'm saying? When I went full-time in the coaching, I said to myself, I only want to have, I call it a boutique type of a coaching practice. I'm not looking to have, you know, 30, 40, 50 clients. I just 10, 15. I'm happy with that. Why? Energetically, it's good for me. I can handle that. But also I know I can give them what they need. But now I'm getting to a point right now, I'm back in the chiropractic too. And I have a whole vision of what I'm doing as I jump. I didn't know I was going to go back into chiropractic. I thought I was going to, because I took a 2-year hiatus. But now I have a vision of what I want to do there. And I told my wife before, I'm like, I'm shrinking down the coaching just a little bit, because I need to have more energy to go over there and be able to maintain everything else with my life as best as I can. But I told her, I was like, eventually I'm in the next year, I actually have something that I want to do that's going to get in more to the group side because of the community, because of the synergy, because of that. I'm like, I want to do that, but I'm still going to keep my one-on-one though. But I think group coaching is smart. I actually have a couple of coaches that I work with, and I pushed them into group coaching. So I'm like, because they're talking about their time. They don't have enough time. They all these clients. And I said, go to group coaching, watch how much more time you have in your life and look what you can serve. And you shared that. You're sharing how I can do all these other services now and I can do this. And it does free up a lot of your time.
No. And you know what? The only way that you can evolve and grow and offer your clients more is if you have time aside to be creating and to be working on the next thing as well. And so, you know, one of the things that my clients have said to me, they're like, oh, some of them have taken like every program that I've ever offered and they just love the programs and they can't wait for the next one to come out. And it's like, yeah, the only way the next one can come out is if I have a certain amount of time allotted in every week for me to focus on building the program and creating it and, you know, so that I can then offer it. So, and I mean, that's the reality, but I don't think that people realize that because we have such an old mentality of no, like you just do this and you do that and then it's all there, you know, it's like, no, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that, well, anyone who's trying to do the coaching will certainly realize before it's too late, hopefully. But you know, when, from a quantum perspective, you know, this idea of even like working with more people at the same time. And this is why often too, you can see like public speaking. When you go into a room and there's a speaker and maybe there's a few hundred people in the audience, maybe there's like 1,000 people in the audience, you know, however many it is. But when you have that amount of people and they're all tuned into this one concept and they're all vibing on it, like, can you kind of speak to the quantum physics of that and how it's elevating everything?
Yeah, I mean, you think you look at it. So, I'll share this in a way of energy healing. So, I go to energy healing. Some when I was going to them, I always remember the one of the seminars I was at. They're like the things that we were doing was just crazy for me to even explain. If I share, like putting 2 points on a holy, it's 2-point touch therapy is one of the methods they'll use of a tool, and I'll access a point to someone's an event in their life, and I go down to a certain year, and all of a sudden the person just collapses. Right? They just fall to the floor. In quantum physics, they call that the collapsing of the wave pattern. So when that happens, the body just literally resets for a second there. The person who's instructing and sharing all this, sharing teaching, they'll be saying, you're not going to get those results when you go back home. And we always be like, what do you mean? We're doing the work. What are you talking about? And he's like, you have a group collective of energy here. The energy here is amplified. It's added. So it's like basic math, right? You get one person. And I shouldn't say it's basic math because it does get a little exponential, but you put 2 people together and they focus, there's more energy and attention going to something that magnifies, right? You take 4 people, 8 people, 12, it starts to magnify more and more and more. This is where, you know, where it comes to like prayer groups, I may go a lot out there, but like for praying, if someone is not doing well, and if you get enough people to pray and give good vibes to that person, guess what? A miracle is going to happen. It's just going to happen because you're sending all that energy to that, and it magnifies, and it doesn't matter where someone's at, right? So like sometimes people say, well, they're not close, like, and let's say if it's energy healing again, well, I'm not in front of the person, so that's not, I'm not there and present, so it doesn't really work. Well, quantum entanglement says it doesn't matter where you are, you can be at one point of the at one end of the universe, and you can be at the other person, give it the other end of the universe, you send energy that way, that person's gonna pick up, or something happens here, it's gonna affect the other side of that. Distance doesn't matter because there's really no there's no thing as space per se, in the quantum realm. Everything's all interconnected. So from that perspective, when we're looking at like going to seminars and workshops or healing, we're adding. So it ties again to the group thing, right? It's all the same stuff. When you have people coming and amplifying things, it amplifies that energy and raises it up more, and you have more of an effect in that some way, shape or form. So if it's energy healing, or if you're going to a certain seminar or workshop, you always feel really good there, right? Some people have these big breakthroughs. Then you feel maybe empty when you go home. That may happen too. But it's the energy of the collective coming together. And it's how powerful we really are as humans when we can put our energy and attention together man, massive shift can happen and you can feel
it. I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't. And you know, you're not even joking when you say miracles can happen, because at my retreat last year, I had literal two miracles happen with the physical body from the result of that retreat. Two people at the retreat, because we had such an intense healing experience for 3 days, all in this one room, which, you know, was well prepared and well held the whole 3 days. And everyone who came, it wasn't just about me and my friend Christina who helped facilitate it. It was about everyone who showed up and was ready to like go deep and surrender and brought so much love and brought so much willingness to hold space for everyone else who was there, that I had someone had their hearing restored in their left ear after 19 years of diminished hearing, literally to the point where they couldn't hear if someone was talking on that side of their body. And another one's vision dramatically improved immediately upon leaving, like literally driving home from the retreat, couldn't see with their prescription glasses on anymore, had to take them off and saw better. And their eye doctor confirmed the dramatic improvement, like literally with a jaw drop to the floor, couldn't believe it. So miracles literally can happen when we all come together and we provide this energetic field that is so enhanced. And it's like, okay, just say there's 10 people there. It's not just that you've 10x'd the healing space just because there's 10. I feel like it's logarithmic. I feel like it goes well beyond just multiplying like by each other.
No, it's crazy how that works. I mean, there was a word I was going to use and I forgot now, but it will exponentially logarithmic just grow. And there's no really like, logical linear way, because we're talking about quantum. Quantum is very, I don't like the word random, but there's no rules to it, but there are rules to it. If that mm-hmm. if that kind of makes yeah. sense, right? There's a set of rules on how this kind of
those
works
rules go well beyond the way our mind can conceive.
Yeah. Like I always tell people, some people ask me like quantum and all this, like, what is it? What's this? I'm like, listen, I don't know. All I can tell you is quantum physicists say they're studying how the interaction of how the spooky weirdness is, but that's about as far as they go with it. And I'm like, that's as far as I understand it to that certain degree. I mean, I understand it a little deep. I can go further, but I again, now I'm going outside something. It's like, this is how things interact. And I can appreciate that, because that's how chiropractors are, right? We look at the body and we say, hey, we're just working with that beautiful innate intelligence, the thing that governs the body. I just know if I do this thing, it allows for things to flow better, life force flow better, all this thing starts to shift and think. And that's all I know. Now, how do I know the whole process, everything afterwards? I could explain it from my limited view, but I'm only going to share the limited view. I'm not sharing the whole thing. And I don't know the whole thing. I just know this limited. So I'm like, I just do this and this, and then everything else takes care of it. This is kind of how it works.
Yeah, let's speak about the alignment through chiropractics too, just because that is part of your profession. Because one of my girlfriends, she gets a chiropractic adjustment every time before she goes and does an ayahuasca journey. And her chiropractor told her it will help open up the energy columns, right? Obviously the main column of you being, just it being able to flow into all the places that it needs to. Let's talk about, what has the body taught you through the manipulation of the body and chiropractic adjustments, and how energy works?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the spine, right? Well, let's take this step back. Let's look at the chakra system of the body, right? The spinning wheels that we've had, that's been, you know, we've known about it for 4,000 or 5,000 years. We know for sure that you have to access it. It's access through the back. You get it through that's how you can get to the points to make changes. When I was studying, like I said, I studied energy healing to understand, you know, more of chiropractic. What I didn't expect was this. When I got into neurology and understanding neurophysiology and all the classes we had to take on neuroscience, I found it very fascinating that in the body, every chakra has a center of nerves. There's a plexus of nerves for the most part. You know, if you look at the root chakra, there's a plexus of nerves there. If you look at like your sacral chakra, there's a sacral plexus. If you look at your solar, there's a solar plexus. So what plexus means is there's a branch of nerves that come out and they spread.
Yeah.
And so heart has it, the throat has theirs own that come out and spreads and then controls all the different areas. You have the pituitary gland and the pineal gland. Those are two different areas. And I was just like, there is a there's neurology to every area there. And that was just fascinating for me. That was like a big mind opener. And I was like, maybe there's something more to this nervous system I need to understand. And that's where I started to understand how energy flows or life force flows. And this is the premise of chiropractic. So this is the original stuff. I always tell my patients, I'm practicing 1900 chiropractic, because back then, again, like I said, it was all tone. Tone, there is techniques out now. They call them, we call them tonal techniques. It's under this umbrella of techniques under chiropractic, which kind of goes to that realm of, we look at like the spinal cord as like a string. And we know scientifically now that if that string is pulled too hard, tension, anything like that, it doesn't just disrupt that one little area where it's at. It disrupts the whole system. So we call this piezoelectric, which means that any force or pressure put on that spinal cord, stretch, anything like that, will disrupt the whole entire electrical status of that. We can call that tone if you want. Again, some of this is my wording, but it's just how I understand things. But it's like, when I look at that, it's like, wow, your body has its own tone. It has its own vibration. And so when you're getting an adjustment, when we're, if we take the word subluxation, now it's amazing to me how many chiropractors don't share this, but I always ask a patient, I'm like, if they've been to chiropractors, I'm like, have you heard the word subluxation? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to educate you on what, not educate, let me share what this means. And so you understand what we're really doing, because the word subluxation, I teach it as a word of miscommunication, but let's take it into the whole context. I kind of share it as, I educate my patients on it, that if you look at the word itself, subluxation, ation is a state of being or condition of, lux is light or life, and sub means below. So when you have a subluxation, you are expressing, you're in a state of being or a condition that is expressing less light or life that you can upon the world. Now, you want to take this a little deeper. When you have a subluxation, the essence of who you are can't be expressed at its full potential. When I mean essence, I mean your soul. I mean the essence of who you really are. And I forgot who wrote, said, somebody said that, like, when this happens, it'll be blocked and it can't channel out of any other medium. It's just, it's going to be lower. So when you get any, like for the chiropractor who was telling your friend who does an ayahuasca journey, you get an adjustment and all of a sudden you're going to have a deeper experience. Well, you understand the energy is flowing better. You don't have as much blockages. So things can flow a lot faster and you can go deeper into it. I remember when I was first, adjusting patients in outpatient clinic, I had a couple of psychic mediums. And they, I tell them, like, I share this stuff. And they're like, okay, I would have never heard that before. But, you know, they'll go through it. And then all of a sudden, they're like, my readings are getting deeper. My healings are going deeper. I don't know what's happening. I'm getting better visuals. And I'm just like, yeah, pretty cool how that can work. You know, again, and I always tell people, chiropractic doesn't treat any illness, condition, symptom, or disease. We don't do anything like that. Mm-mm. It's always going back to the nervous system. How can we get it to function better? And if I can go deeper, like I like to share, it's, how do we get the life force to flow better? Or in chiropractic, we call it the innate intelligence. Because when we can do that, then all of a sudden you as an individual can now have a deeper, more enriched experience. You're more conscious, you're more aware. And we can prove this. Even neuroscience, we have the neuroscience now to support a lot of this, where it's like one adjustment can improve the prefrontal cortex of your brain by up to connection up to 20%. Prefrontal cortex is what makes us human compared to any other mammal out there. It's what allows us to tap into higher consciousness levels from that. So just from that alone, we can prove in many different ways of how this works and so forth. But yeah, what it has taught me, it's fascinating how the body, you know, the nervous system is basically, I always tell people, like, if you think of a river, the nervous system is the whatever you want to call it, the depth of it. And the water that once runs through is the energy. And so that's the, how your nervous system is. You want to make sure everything's flowing properly.
You know, I can totally attest to it, because even though I've been familiar with chiropractic since I was a kid, and I'll be honest, I hated it as a kid. I don't think I had the greatest chiropractor though. I don't think he really understood kids. But anyway, I just this year had to start getting regular chiropractic adjustments. And I promised myself, as I started getting them, I'm going to make this a regular thing, because I started to see a dramatic improvement in also my intuitive abilities and also just the energy that was running through me. Literally, I had to get my TMJ worked on, because it was totally locked up. I had bit into a very old Halloween candy. Oh. And it just, I heard crack like all in my jaw, and I was like, oh no. And then I couldn't chew. Everything was so painful. So I went and got a chiropractic adjustment on it. And I was getting headaches and all that. So all the headaches went away. My jaw felt almost back to normal. And I'm almost positive it was right after my first adjustment is when I had the vision. My audience is familiar with this, so I won't go into too much detail, but a vision at 5 o'clock in the morning, waking from a dream of an infant baby in the heavenly light floating down towards me on my bed. And it was there for me for about 5 minutes and just connecting with me. And then it just slowly disappeared. And that was after having a chiropractic adjustment. So I totally believe it. And I will say that things just keep opening up for me this year. And I've been continuously getting the chiropractic adjustment. So I believe you're 100% onto that.
Yeah, it's always a fine tune too, because in life we have, you know, we think of the term like healthy, right? Oh, I'm healthy. No one's healthy. No, because if you, it goes against a lot of the universal principles. It goes against a lot of everything else, because we're never in a state of stagnant. We're always in a state of constant change. So Every aspect of our life, you're expanding or shrinking. We're choosing choices in life every day that we're expanding or shrinking. In health, we're choosing choices that are making us more or wellness or healthier, and we're choosing choices that make us disease, and we're in this constant flux all the time. Because a lot of times patients will ask me too, like, okay, so when does this end? I'm like, what do you mean when does this end? Well, the chiropractic care, when do I have to stop coming? I said, there's no destination. Your health is a journey. I go, whenever you want to stop maximizing what I shared with you. And they're like, so I have to come all the time? I said, you don't have to do anything. I said, but if you want these things, then this is what you'll have to do. I'm like, it's just like saying, well, I get in the best shape of my life. I'm good. I'm done. That's right. I'll stay forever. And they're like, no, that doesn't work.
No.
I was like,
it's like anything. Like, oh, so I just brushed my teeth today, so I don't have to brush my teeth again. You know, like, no, it's like life happens. You know, you're going to eat food. You're going to, and bacteria is going to grow. And just like with anything, you're going to move. You're going to get sore. You're going to go through events. You know, you're going to have things pop up. Like, you need to constantly be on this stuff. It's a lifestyle.
It is. It totally is. And it's just like anything else too, like in, you know, in business and life and whatever you do, you don't get to a certain point and it's like, okay, I'm done. That's it. Or you don't have to stop growing as an individual. There's always that constant. It's one of the laws of creation. Is there will always be a constant change. Always. It never, the laws all stay the same except life, because life is always going to be in a constant change. It's always in a constant flux. And so it's those attributes to, when it comes to your health, it's how well do you want to adapt to your environment? How do you want to keep adapting the best you can? The one thing that the public doesn't know a lot is the greatest legends of all sports all get regular chiropractic care. That's the one. It's like a secret that I'm always like, I tell people this all the time. Like, I never knew that. I said, well, chiropractic doesn't have a lot of money. We're not like a big pharmaceutical company, or we just one company. I mean, or the whole industry where we can have these hundreds of million dollar studies and prove, or have pay people to, hey, you, because what agents do for sports people is they're like, hey, don't talk about chiropractic. We can make money off that. You want to talk about chiropractic, we can make them pay us to do that. And so we're like, yeah, we don't have the amount of money to do that. But they, you know, but it's one of the things where, it's like anything else. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay, before we get into talking a little bit about manifestation, because I think you have a really cool point to make about that that I think some people miss the boat on. Let's just talk a little bit about how, you know, when things really turn and you had to like shift your entire practice, how that caused you to take a 40% hit in your business revenue and everything like coming in. So, you know, I think one of the things that can be very scary for anyone who's out there, who's maybe thinking about going into business for themselves or are currently in business for themselves, that, you know, is if you try and it works, or maybe it doesn't, like you failed. And then that means it's over. This business journey is very much like the healing journey. Like, it's constantly evolving. It constantly needs you to be like evolving with it. And it means that you're going to go through peaks and valleys. And when you change, it does mean that you might have to take a hit. Like, I know I took a hit in different areas of like my business, like social media and all that kind of stuff, because of some choices I made. But I knew that it was for my best interest, and eventually would be for my best interest of my business, which I stand behind 100% today. What was it like for you? And what do you have to say to people? Because what I've been kind of paying attention to different business owners and things like that about how sometimes you fail at 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 businesses before you get the one that like just takes off, or like, you know, so, you know, and why is it important to be able to be willing to let some things go? And that means maybe revenue in order to go in a much better direction. Like, can you speak to that?
Yeah, I love this question. Yeah, when we made the choice, I mean, one of the things I was sharing earlier too about like when we made that shift in the peds, the other reason why I made a shift, we had a practice we just didn't love. There was a lot of people there who were just coming for pain or this or that, and they just wanted to get out of it. Once they were done, they'll just come when they like, or it was just so many things. And I literally, we knew we had a clean house. And so that 40% hit, we actually were letting go of patients. We were just letting them know, hey, listen, we're kind of making some changes here. And unfortunately, here's what we would, if you want to continue working with us, here's what we would expect from you in order to do that. And I didn't expect to take a 40% hit. That was never the plan. I knew there was going to be some patients leaving. Mm-hmm. Never saw. Well, we kept, it was a 6-month process. And so I kept looking at things, and my wife's like, how much lower is this going to go? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm like, are you nervous? I'm like, you know, we got used to where we were. So now we have to adapt. Right. And, but deep down, before we made those choices, I've always followed my gut feeling no matter what. There was a feeling inside of us. We knew we had to do this. I was unfulfilled. I was unhappy. And for me and the way I live my life, I will never, or at least I never have to this day, and I don't think I ever will. It's just the type of person I am. I'll never do something unless it doesn't fulfill me or it brings joy or follows some purpose of mine that I stand behind. And so even I was unhappy there, and I was like, we have to make this choice. And my wife's like, all right, let's do it. And I follow that. Now, in the initial beginning of that change, wasn't fun. It was a little nerve-wracking. It took over a year for us to get bounced back up. But it was, we had to go through that, and we learned a lot in that process. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about what I really valued, what mattered to me as a chiropractor. And it really gave me my own voice, and really just like I kind of shared that story a little bit of choosing. And I had to go through that to see that, because at the end of the day, it didn't matter. I just had to, what mattered to me was, do I feel fulfilled? And can I, and if I feel fulfilled, then my patients feel better with that. And so when you have that feeling, it is hard to make a jump. And I just made another jump. I mean, I don't know if you want me to dive into this story too, but 2020, I wanted to move out of, I practice in near a suburb in Chicago called LaGrange, Illinois. And since 2016, I had interest to want to leave and move to Tennessee. I was tired of Illinois, tired of the weather and a bunch of other things. And although I love the city of Chicago, but my wife wasn't on board. It took until 2020 for her to be on board. In 2020, we said, okay, we're moving. We tried to sell the practice. We couldn't sell the practice. We knew deep down there came a point. We couldn't sell it because there's just COVID and everything, all the stuff that was going on there. But we knew deep down we were either going to, we could stick around and try to hope to sell it, which we left a lot of money on the table not selling. We ended up closing the practice. The practice was successful. We had our best years during COVID. So it wasn't like we weren't thriving. We knew we were making a choice that was going to lead to more fulfillment. And we knew that that's all we knew. We didn't have any other answers. It wasn't like there was a whole roadmap that came to us and said, this is why you're going to go here and this and that. Our minds were trying to play that game a little bit. Mm-hmm. But for us, it was like, we just knew we had to do this and everything else would just come as it goes. And I'm sharing that story because it's the same story back in 2015, 16, where I was sitting there going, we need to change this practice. I'm unfulfilled. You're unfulfilled. We know we have to do this. We don't know why. We kind of have an idea, but we don't really know. But we know the feeling keeps telling us this is what we have to do. And I always tell my clients this. I say, when you have that feeling inside, it shows up different for everybody. But when there's a deep feeling, you know what it is when it hits you. Act on it and don't look back. I can promise you it will lead you where you have to go. Even something crazy as leaving hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table, which I sit there and I'm like, that was so much money that was left on the table. But I look back now, almost 2.5 years later, and would I do that again? I'd probably do something a little different. Yeah. You live and learn.
Yeah.
But
the circumstances, it was the hand that you were dealt.
And that was the thing I had to choose. Like, it's a choice you just had to make. And yeah. I made that choice. But when my wife, because we wanted to start a family, that was the big reason why we severed it and went forth. But long story short, when we look back at it now, the person and the lessons I've gone through to who I am today, hands down, I would do that 10 times over because it set me up now. That's why I said, if I look back now, I would do things different. The only reason why I'm saying that is because my mindset, who I evolved as a human being, as a coach, as a person of everything that I've been doing, I was like, you know what? I would have did it different now because of the stage I'm at. At the time of there, I wasn't thinking like that. And so I wasn't at that energy. I didn't evolve to that person. And so it's when you have that, you just got to follow it. And I always say, when you follow the heart, everything else follows. That's in business. That's in any aspect of your life. When you follow that gut instinct, and we're not taught that. And this is what, you know, when I first got into business coaching, I was teaching these things and they're like, this guy's trying to sell snake oil. What the heck is he talking about? Follow your heart. No, this is how you grow a business, how you do things. And I was like, man, there is a whole deeper underlying, and I could share stories upon stories of how that it's something totally different. And I'm not saying those things aren't important. Like 90% of my coaching, I always tell people, like 90% of it's not business at all. We barely get into business concepts when we start really doing the work.
Yeah.
And you probably relate to that too. And it's just one of those things like, but knowing that feeling and then trusting yourself in the journey, has it been scary? Was it scary then in 16 when we made the change? Absolutely. Was it scary when we made this move? And I looked at my wife and I'm like, here's what we'll be making now. And she's just like, okay, I know you'll turn it around. It's the energy. It's just an energy thing. And I was like, we'll get there. Eventually we will. I know we will. Cause I mean, I was doing coaching part-time. It wasn't full-time coaching. And so I was like, but there'll be a journey in this and we'll have fun in it and we'll grow. And my wife's amazing. She's supportive, and anything I ever bring to the table, she's there every step of the way. And so that has been a fun thing. But I will tell you that when you follow your heart on those things, you follow that feeling, you know, you need to make a change. Yeah, it's going to be scary, but you're going to get things that you need, because life always, universe, God, whatever, always gives you what you need first before you get what you want. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted fulfillment. I wanted to be a person who trusts the process. I don't want to have to worry anymore. I just wanted to be in a state where I know the universe is always going to give. So that's what I was telling myself for the last 2.5 years. The universe brought a lot of things to my table that I'm like, okay, this is making it a little bit more scary. And then of course, a little voice says, remember when you said you wanted to learn to trust the process? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just shut up and just trust the process.
Oh, okay. Okay. We got it. We got to pause there, because this is important. I think that there's these things that we ask for and we have this vision, this grand vision of what it's going to feel like. Well, we may not understand the actual process of what it means to get there, and that there are going to be steps that have to prepare you to be ready for what's coming. So are you able to share a moment where it was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. Like, did I really sign up for this?
Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, looking when we made the shift, I mean, just looking at a huge financial hit. I mean, we were talking about like, well, 1/4 to 1/5 of what I was making. And, you know, I thankfully we had some great investments and stuff to cover us on the other end of that. And you're getting to a point where you get a little uncomfortable and you're looking at, I'm very mental. So I start looking at numbers and I'm just like, I don't know, this is getting a little tight for me. I'm not liking how I'm feeling here. You know, and you start to worry, and I had worry come in. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I have to meditate and clear my mind and just say, I need to focus here. This is where I need to focus. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, I trust the process. I just have to trust. That's all I keep saying. I have to trust. I'm putting my vision out there. I'm doing everything I can. I can't force this. I just need to trust. Everything's going to work out. And then all of a sudden, a client comes out of nowhere, or this new gig will come out of nowhere, or this will come here. And it's, I'm talking like overnight, like with a weekend. Like here, I get a call on Friday. Next thing you know, by Monday, I had this client, or I had a gig now. So I'm speaking to like 4 or 5 people. And I'm just like, where'd that come from? Well, we found you from so-and-so and so-and-so here and so-and-so there and somehow this and that, or they just happen to ponder. I mean, the stories are crazy when you hear it. And then I'm like, okay, this love and support's there. The love and support's there. I gotta trust. I just got to know that I don't have to do everything. And again, it's just remembering that there's a team, not maybe physically, but also spiritually, they're there to help you and guide you in that process.
Oh, yes. That team is so important. That is something I have been needing to lean into. I'm in a scary point right now too. Like I'm hitting one of those, let's call it a nexus point, where, you know, there's a lot of different ways this could all go, but I'm like, I'm going to lean in. I'm going to allow myself to be taken in whatever way I'm meant to be taken. And, like you, but through trusting and really, leaning in, I asked for something. It was like, okay, I'm giving everything up to you. I have no idea how to make this work. I have done everything I humanly know possible. I have worked as hard as I have the effort to work. I don't know what else I can do. And so I'm giving it up to you. And I said, this is what I want. Or like, this is what I need, in a sense of, I need you to help me in this area or this section to do this. And how that happens, I don't know. And literally 7 minutes later, like this Hail Mary comes out of the sky and lands in my lap. And I'm like, what? Where did this come from? And so it's so true. And then I had another breakthrough literally 24 hours later. So on another thing that I had asked for. And so I'm like, wow, okay. It's so easy to go into the burnout mode of thinking I got to do. And even though people like you and I are so, we know all the stuff, you know, like you said, you've read so many books, hundreds of books. You've listened to so many podcasts. You have your own podcast. You have these conversations all the time. We are human. Sometimes you can get caught up in it, right? So to finish off, can you share with my audience the manifestation, just a tip, you know, that maybe they may not even realize is part of the process to help them?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about manifesting is that, you know, the law of vibration states whatever you vibe at is what you're going to attract, right? And a lot of people in that space and these who teach these things always say, you got to shift your energy to where you want it to be. You have to think certain ways to be a certain way. And you have to, you know, if whenever you got to do all these different things. And it's always a doing. And in my studies and my understanding, and I get caught up in that trap from time to time, but my studies always said that we're already being that energy that we are. We already are what we need to be. It was decided before we even came into this life. It's called the soul blueprint, all that. So, and you can kind of know where you are by feelings, and something I teach, but to share with your listeners though, give something away on that is that we have to remove the blocks that we have put up that are holding us back from being that energy, that energy to attract what it is we desire. And those blocks are when we give into our fears, when we give into our worries, when we react instead of respond to life. The more we give our power away, that's going to be the things that are going to not allow us to have the power to hold that energy, to get it to a certain state and be that way. But you don't have to do anything. You're already there. It's just keep being like I was. My thing that I teach a lot, and I'm a big advocate, I share this often, is we have to learn how to be kids again. Let kids teach us and help us remember who we really are. Because when you look at like a 3-4-year-old, this is what I tell all my clients, this is what I'm trying to get you to. And I say a 3-4-year-old. And the reason why is because at that stage in brain development, that is the highest state of imagination. The other part about that though, is you ever see a 3-4-year-old, they always do what they love. They just do what they love and they follow what they love and they let that guide them. The thing is instead of in our minds, we try to figure out, you were kind of sharing the same thing. I do this too, where it's like, I don't know how I'm going to get there. You know, I want to have 10 chiropractic offices in the next 10 years. Don't ask me how that's going to happen. I have no clue. I have no clue how that's going to happen, but I'm going to create it. It's going to happen. I just don't know. And things are already showing up, like giving me, I'm way ahead of the curve already. And I'm like, how's this happening? I don't even know the potential's there. But the thing is when it is instead of getting in our minds and hows, just keep focusing and just create this thing about what does you want to create for yourself and just let go and know it's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. Because you are already that energy. Stop. Don't let the fears. Don't keep checkpoints or where you are at every step of the way. You just keep focusing on this is what's going to happen and keep holding that. And the more you give energy to that, the brain does not know, like subconscious mind does not know. It can't tell the difference between what you put in your mind and visualize and what you see in your reality. So why don't you use that to your advantage and just visualize it? And keep doing that. You can even do more work. And there's other advanced stuff like pulling it into the present, pulling it into the body, feeling it, all this stuff. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a little bit about that stuff. He's the one that brought that out forward the most. But it's one of the things that you can, when it comes to that, you are already that essence. So I want everyone who's listening, know that you are already the vibration you need to be. You have that in your pure bliss, your pure joy, your pure everything. Everything's all within. You already have everything. All you have to do is just remove those blocks. And it's simple to do. It's not easy because we have a subconscious mind. The brain's always looking for these threats and these things. So it will pull you into that. But your whole thing is just pull yourself back to center. Use your breath, quiet the mind, you know, and just get recentered. And when you can do that, you can keep putting that energy out of who you really are and keep focusing on the vision and all things will work out. It has done that for me time and time again. And once it worked for me, I said, okay, let's start coaching. And I've seen it happen to hundreds of plus people that I've worked with in the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah. I would say for anyone out there, if you're struggling to kind of let go and shed and allow for like the heavier energies, like the fear, the self-doubt, the worry, the anxiety, the stress. Gratitude is one of the most powerful states that you can shift into, that you don't even have to think about it. Just by you focusing on something, being grateful, those things start to lose their power and they just start to fall away. And then you become in that vibrational frequency of a match of whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. So well said, Vic. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And for anyone who is listening now, if you missed the episode where I was on Vic's show, I'm going to leave the link in the description below this video as well and in the podcast notes. But Vic, let my audience know what you've got going on. I know you've got a book called Decoding the Matrix, which came out in 2022. Let my audience know about the book and what else you've got going on.
Yeah, the book is all about this thing called the Matrix, which is another term for human collective consciousness, but how it influences us, our developing brain, how it taps in, programs our subconscious, and we get pulled into certain ways, and then we don't realize that life is running a certain way, and we're not aware of it. And then how can we step out of that? How can we not let the Matrix influence, become aware of it, and then how do we choose the path that's designed for us? And the beauty of the book at the end is it talks about why that's so important. And what does that do, not just for your life, but every single human being in this planet, and how that shifts. That's, to me, I call that the real shift of really shifting humanity to where it wants to go, or to a higher level of consciousness and love and all that fun stuff. So that you can find everywhere. Things I'm up to right now, there's a few things I'm working on right now. I'm trying to think which one I want to chat about. But overall, there's a new thing I'm going to be doing soon. There's some program I want to start up. I've been pulled to get more to the public. I've been working with business people for a while. And for the last year and a half, it's like, you got to go work with public. You got to start working with the public. And I'm like, I'll get there eventually. But there's some stuff I'm going to be starting to do over this year, working on going deep into reconnecting. And really diving deeper and teaching people how to reconnect with themselves, learn how to make that connection, and then how to utilize that connection to guide you. And that connection I'm talking about is your soul, and how to tap into your soul's path and your soul's journey, and to allow us to lead that. Because I'm really on a mission now to, how can I help? I've always been about awareness and helping people realize, rediscover their greatness, understand who they really are. But now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, how do I help people light up? And how can I teach them that? And really go to the deepest that I possibly can think of to do. And so that's a project I'm working on. When that's going to come out, I don't know, sometime this year, probably the end of the year. That's where I'm at right now with it on my timeline. But that's kind of what I'm up to right now.
Okay. Well, I highly suggest you guys go check out Vic's work and anything else he's offering. And I think his book sounds really fantastic. I would definitely check that out if a lot of this is vibing with you. And don't forget, I am 1 week away from the Forbidden Journey Retreat here in Breckenridge, Colorado. If you are interested in having that amplified healing experience with others, I highly suggest you get on the form and get signed up immediately, because we are 7 days away. Guys, I love you so much. Have an incredible week, and I will see you for the Scorpio Full Moon.
Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolick.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.